There we go. It is 7:03. Welcome to the August 4th Planning Commission meeting that starts at 6 o'clock. We'll go through our agenda.
Mountain time.
Yeah, mountain time. Do a quick review of the minutes from the 07 meeting, commissioners.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Jeff, is there a second?
There's a second.
Second from Justice, motion and a second, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign, motion carries. There we go. Land sale, Wilmer Industrial Park, fourth edition.
Coyote.
That's you, go right ahead.
Land sale in Wilmer Industrial Park, fourth edition. The applicant is RDC National Incorporation. Property is located in the city of Wilmer, PO Box 755, adjacent to County Road 5. RDC National Inc. desires to build a $25 million facility for the logistics operation on the following parcels legally described as Lot 1, 2, and 3 of Block 2 and Lots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of Block 3. Wilmer Industrial Park, fourth addition to the city of Wilmer, county of Candiota High, state of Minnesota. According to the plat on file and of record in the office of the county recorder of the Candiota High County, Minnesota. And vacated 32nd Street Southwest between Church Avenue Southwest and Wilmer Avenue Southwest, which is to be vacated by the city and included within the property. And a legal description of the same shall be approved by the buyer and the title company. RDC National Inc. has agreed to a purchase of $699,750 subject to City Council approval. I have Aaron Buckman here who might have some clarifications regarding the purchase. Right.
Thank you. Aaron.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the Planning Commission, thank you. For the last 5 months, the EDC has been working with the city's planning and development department with this particular prospect. We're excited about the opportunity to have a major logistics project here. What we're talking about is a facility that would be a 24/7 365 distribution center. The size of the building is over 217,000 square feet. And if you are looking at the attachment, you'll see off to the west, there's also a maintenance facility in the upper left-hand corner of that facility. So if you're looking at the map here, this is Wilmer Avenue here. This is CR5. Parking for autos is on the right side. And this is the main facility here. And then there's that smaller facility, which would be about 9 or 10,000 square feet in the future for maintenance. This is a sizable project, obviously. They are looking at not only the 25 acres or so, 24.84 acres in the Block 2, Block 3 area, but also 6.3 acres. So in terms of this map that I'm just highlighting here, what was referenced in the report is the blue. And they are also looking at 6.3 acres of the unplatted land to the west. So the blue is platted, the green is unplatted here. That would provide them altogether over 30 acres when you include the road as well. As part of the project, they are looking at having 32nd Street Southwest vacated. And I have had previous discussions already with Public Works, with Sean Christensen when he was here, as well as others. This particular road only runs for a couple of blocks. The only people that use it currently are city employees. What happens is Magnum Trucking is to the south, so the road ends there. And then when you go north of Trot, it ends at the detention pond that's by Bacchus Technology and Dooley's Petroleum. all the indications that I've had from council members, et cetera, is that they are open to the vacation of this street. There's also impacts relative to the utilities as well. And so part of the discussions have been over the last couple of months dealing with relocation, if you will, of the water lines as well. And so we've gone through seven versions of the purchase agreement. So it's been rehashed a number of times, but we think we are on the home stretch of that. So we're feeling pretty good. I think this is an exciting project. One of the conditions of this, at least for the project, is having a signalized light at the intersection of County Road 5 and Wilmer Avenue Southwest. Based on the traffic, I think that makes sense. You have Jenny O, which is our largest employer. You've got Magnum Trucking. You've got Dooley's that has a number of trucks. And so if we have a large distribution center project, it makes sense. There would be a study done, of course. In addition to the $699, as I was pointing out earlier, there is some compensation to the city for relocating the water main and reinstalling the streetlights as well that would have to be moved. So when you include that $140,000 plus $11,000, the city would be receiving $850,750 in total. Any questions? I'm throwing various numbers here, but the RDC National is the preferred developer for the end user. So we've been dealing with various parties. CBRE, which is a national real estate company, is the one that brought this opportunity to us. I'm dealing with an individual from the West Coast, LA area. And he in turn is working with the preferred developer, RDC, which is out of Wisconsin, Madison. I've had a number of discussions with Carl Rudebush, who is the president of the company. They're excited about this. They would like to get going as soon as possible in terms of construction so they can make their schedule. It'll take about a year to build this. There'll be a fair amount of automation inside it.
Chair.
Dave.
So just to bring this back, tonight we are just reviewing the land sale. This will come back for a major subdivision review by the Planning Commission. But while this is great information, ultimately we're just reviewing the land sale in relation to the comp plan. Thank you.
Commissioners, any questions, comments? Cleet.
What can you tell me what the estimated market value is on the property for tax purposes?
I have not received in writing the estimated market value. However, if we look at an investment of, say, $90 a square foot, that will put us at approximately $20 million. You know, if you're talking about construction cost. Obviously, that varies on a project basis. Also, there would be several millions of dollars in terms of equipment that would be put into this. So it would be fairly sizable. I should also add, just as an aside, they have not requested any TIF or abatement. It would go onto the tax rolls fairly quickly.
Right. I think Commissioner Cleese is asking about existing value.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, estimated market value for tax purposes. Has anybody looked at the tax statements or the?
Well, right now it's all tax exempt because it's owned by the city.
Right, and when we did do the pricing, we did consult with the county assessor's office, and these prices are just slightly below what they have in market. And now with the additional numbers that we've added to that sense, because of the concessions and things we've been doing, it's actually above. So, but again, it's tax exempt.
Has there been a signed offer?
Yeah, I mean, we have a signed LOI. Letter of intent.
And the purchase agreement is all but done. We have some final back and forth to do, but it's very, very close.
Is there any possibility that the purchase price or terms will change in the interim from now until final approval?
No, I think it's pretty solid at this point. Would you agree, Aaron?
Yes, I don't see any changes on the price at this point. The price is $25,000 an acre for the platted land.
Any further comments or questions, commissioners? All right. The recommendations from staff then are the approval of the land sale to the city council. At this time, I would accept a motion for that.
Yeah, motion to move it to approve the land sale.
Motion from Commissioner Walker. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Motion from Jeff. Motion and a second.
Chair, would you mind checking to make sure staff is still on the line?
Staff, do we have you? Staff, do we have you there?
Oh, yes,
Clarence. Okay, good. Only a minor heart attack. We're okay, don't worry. Just palpitations.
I'll make sure.
Okay, we're going to do a voice vote. Motion on the floor right now then, Steph, is recommending the approval of the land sale as described to City Council. We're going to call the voice vote now. Commissioner Walker?
Aye.
Aye. Commissioner Kipling?
Aye.
Commissioner Frank?
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson?
Aye.
Commissioner Marchand votes aye. All in favor. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that was Commissioner Walker and
Commissioner
yeah.
and Jeff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for your patience.
Sure.
All righty. On to our next agenda item, Title Auto Spa Minor Subdivision.
Title Auto Spa Minor Subdivision, file number 213. The applicant is John LaPointe of Tampa, Florida. The applicant is requesting a subdivision that would allow for the construction of Tidal Wave Auto Spa facility on the property legally described as northwest quarter of the southwest quarter located in section 23. The subdivision meets the qualification of a minor subdivision. Lot 1 can be accessed via 19th Avenue Southeast and 5th Street Southeast. The parcel is zoned general business. A plan review has been submitted by the same applicant and was approved by the Planning Commission. Lot 1 meets the minimum lot size requirement. All setback lot size and width standards are met. Department comments on plats will be available during this meeting, and I have them right here. This is from the Police Department. Please. And I have from the utilities right here too. Engineering department right here. Can I start?
Yep, I've got them.
Well, you got everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same one.
Okay. Yeah. So the police department, the engineering department, and the utilities department all made their comments. I have Alex the attorney here. If you wanna.
So Title Auto is here with us, Chair. If you'd like to hear from them.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks. Go right ahead.
Sure. So, you know, as we were in last month for the plan review approval, this is the next step in our, you know, proposed development. So we are just here today for the minor subdivision application. That way we can move forward in this development. So are there any questions regarding the minor subdivision plat?
Commissioners?
We also have our surveyor here today, too.
I think there was one point of a 10-foot utility easement.
Yeah.
We're currently, that's for an existing water line that kind of runs and feeds to the bowling alley.
Yep.
Have worked out with the landlord. We're going to relocate that to the western parcel. That's why it's not on the plat. We're trying to keep it as clean as possible, so in the future, we're not having to worry about his water line or a break.
Sure.
Potentially upset our operations. So I just want to make a note of, it's not that we're opposed to it, we just don't need it.
Sure.
Right now, and the engineering plans that will be submitted will show that.
Chair? Sure.
Title
has been very quick to respond to the engineering and other feedback, and they have worked closely with the city to address every issue. And I think you have copies of the drawings. This is not a kind of a run-of-the-mill car wash. It's actually a pretty high-end, sophisticated operation with a glass wall where you can see the cars and vehicles go through the system, and it will have nice curb appeal, I would think, if you agree with me from the drawings that are provided. So.
Commissioners, any questions or further discussion points? I know we kind of looked at it fairly closely at the last meeting that we had too. So
yeah, and I think it's like we already went over the plan review, and I think the plan review is like all like the detailed stuff. And mm-hmm. I think the only comment I had was in relation to being intentional about, I think in the future over there, probably monitoring if we need to put in like pedestrian crossings and things like that, since there's an apartment complex going in over there as well. But like I said, I don't think that has anything to do with this particular development. So that's just something to be mindful of in the future in that same block.
All right, Jeff or Cleese?
Nope.
All right. Okay, the recommendation. Sorry, go ahead.
The engineering department had certain comments. Mm-hmm. Those have been incorporated. They're not included on the recommendation.
I see that they made. Let's see.
Yeah, it's like 8 of them.
The easement portion made it in. I'm not sure if it was the site definition.
Do we have a copy of that?
Yeah, I actually haven't seen those comments yet.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, great.
Which one of it?
Yeah, it's like the second one.
Yeah.
Engineers.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, I think a number of these have been addressed.
Right.
The title could maybe just go through each one of them. And
who is title on the
title wave, sorry. Title car wash.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were referring to the title company.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Underwriting or financing.
This is.
Yeah.
Title with a T-A-D-T-A-L.
Okay. So, yeah,
I'm a real estate attorney.
Comments, but okay. We can definitely address these with our surveyor too.
Take a look. Yeah, I think any of these I think these are all really
so
basic
kind of
boilerplate. The first comment, the preliminary plat shall include the site legal description. You can add that on there.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, a surveyor certification shall be included on the preliminary plat. Certainly that. The third one, the preliminary plat shall include the names and addresses of the owner, subdivider, and designer.
We know that.
Okay. The fourth one, the preparation date shall be clearly noted. The preliminary plat shall include a full boundary line survey with dimensions to government monuments.
Are you going to, oh, never mind. Are you going to include the meets and bounds or the prior legal description?
We certainly can. I mean, are you talking about this parcel here or well, its entirety of what it's coming out of?
What,
what it's coming out of and then what it's going into. I mean, the engineering department is stating that it shall include a full boundary line survey with dimensions to govern the monument.
So do you, see anything on there that you would find problematic? Okay.
Yeah, these are all.
So Chair and Commissioners, what I recommend is that you make that condition and the planner will add that to the to the final statement.
One question I do have, and I apologize, it's just this is the first time I'm seeing these. So the existing topo, curb lines, sidewalk utilities shall be shown on the preliminary plat. Because we will be making modifications to the utilities and some of the, you know, just how the site is going to be laid out with our proposed development, does that need to be shown on?
Well, that was a preliminary plat that's already been reviewed. Your plat was already reviewed by the departments, wasn't it? The preliminary plat? Yeah.
Okay.
So I think you've already met that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
and the commission can include it. We will.
Yeah, we can definitely address.
There's nothing there that.
Yeah.
We can't really fix quick.
Then for your notes, that recommendation E should be with adherence to city city engineering department comments slash recommendations.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Any further comment, commissioners? All right. So the recommendation is to approve the preliminary plat with the following conditions. Declarations, covenants for access points that cross lot lines shall be submitted to staff, recorded concurrently with plat for ease of tractability. B, 10-foot utility easement shall be added as requested by Milmer Municipal Utilities. And we just discussed that in detail. C, park dedication or cash in lieu shall be paid or dedicated prior to issuance of building permits. D, all fire chief, marshal, engineering, public works, and MUC comments shall be met, adhered to, and additional information supplied as requested. And we are amending for recommendation E that all of the engineering recommendations in their memo be followed as well. Alrighty, I will accept a motion at this time.
Motion to approve as recited.
There's a motion from Cleus. Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Second from Commissioner Walker. Call for a voice vote. Commissioner Walker.
Aye.
Commissioner Kipling.
Aye.
Commissioner Frank.
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson.
Aye.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries.
Congrats, so much. Appreciate it. Thank you for adjusting your schedule.
Yes. Well, it shouldn't. Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
No,
no worries at all. Thank you.
No problem.
You
thank you so much. Great. Great. Looking forward to keeping this moving.
Yeah.
You have an extra copy of the
comments? Do you have it? Or if you could just email me those comments.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I have one.
Anything we can do to give you a little extra work.
Yeah.
Don't be too nice to him.
That'd be better. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Alrighty, on to number five, our miscellany.
Sure.
Mr. Ramstead.
I tendered my resignation last Friday, so I'm announcing to the Planning Commission tonight that my last day will be the 27th, and you know, it's been a pleasure working with each of you We've had some pretty exciting developments, and there's a lot of developments that are going to be happening from the groundwork that we've done with the Renaissance Zone, and a lot of the groundwork that the Planning Commission has had their hands in. We've got the $10 million Block 25 project, which is kind of in its final leg of environmental reviews, and we've got a $35 million proposal that's in the works, and we have a couple of other developers that are in the pipeline. There's some exciting stuff. You're going to have lots of things to review over the next couple of years, and I think it's going to be a great legacy for you all. And so hopefully you can get all the things you desire and your wants in these projects as they come forward. Obviously, it's difficult to get everything, but at least you're going to have a great portfolio of things to review and to move forward with. So I think with Coyote and the EDC, taking the helm on the Renaissance Zone, plus a couple of other things that we have, like a blight mitigation plan that is sort of in its infancy, that hopefully will be taking the reins, and the upcoming comp plan revival that is actually probably 75% complete. The first four chapters and the plan, the strategy, and the processes, all that's ready to go. So actually the work group could be formed immediately. But I think maybe you should just wait a little bit to for Coyote to get them a little more up to speed. But the very front end of that is ready to go. And the second set of four chapters is about, I'd say, 70-80% done. It just needs a fine tooth, kind of a comb taken through it. And the last four chapters, because there's 12, are probably around, again, maybe 60-70%. And they need a little more work, but those are about, it's a 9-month process, so those are about 6 months down the road. So I think you've got a good foundation to start your comp plan, and it's going to be much more interactive and community involved, and the Planning Commission is actually going to have a pretty heavy involvement in it, in making decisions and has some foundational impact on the city with the way it's set up, with setting policies at the end of each chapter and actually getting ordinances in there, so it becomes a living document. That's a major contribution to it that we put in there. So there's lots of great things that are, the foundations are laid, and they will be coming to you. Anyway, I just want to thank you.
We appreciate the time that you had here with us. You kind of came in at a pretty crucial time. And we appreciate the contributions and all the help and kind of guiding us through and really getting us to where we're at here. So thank you very much for the time you had with us.
Thanks.
Well said.
Alrighty. Anything else from anybody? Very good. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
There's Jeff.
Yeah, motion. Yeah, second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Good timing. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Steph.
Thanks,
thank
Steph.
You.
Yeah.